Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's hit the guest line right now. Let's welcome aboard Mark Schlereth, Fox, three-time Super Bowl champion. And Mark is you're working and helping people tailgate, correct?
Yeah, our home gate, if you will. Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what I'm doing. How are you guys?
Hey, doing well, Mark. How's everything going, all right?
Yeah, everything is great, man. Everything is super. I'm pitching some products here, talking a little football. How's that ever going to be wrong?
No, that's right. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing, helping people tailgate and get ready for football.
Well, you know, I've always looked at I absolutely love football. I love game day, and you can't miss a single detail you want with LG. Their LG's OLED, stunning picture quality, perfect black colors, rich colors, perfect blacks. 77 inches, and it's smart. Artificial intelligent Google Assistant built in, also compatible with Amazon Alexa, and voice command is what, that's what I love. I mean, you never leave the couch. You check out the scores, change the station. That's LG, and also you got to have great sound. Their LG PK portable speaker, PK5 portable speaker, Bluetooth compatible, premium quality sound, grab-and-go convenience, 18-hour battery life. Listen to me pregame, talk about the game, and then, post-game, do whatever you want. Have a dance party for Brian.
And
I don't know about you guys, but when I'm watching the game, right, you got to be talking to your buddies, talking smack. It's Straight Talk Wireless, their ultimate unlimited plan, nationwide coverage of America's most dependable networks. Talk smack to your buddy, manage your fantasy teams, unlimited data, high-speed DVD-quality videos, all at $55 a month, no contracts, no mystery fees, straighttalkwireless.com or straighttalk.com. And then the snacks, you got to have the snacks, Boulder Canyon chips, small batch kettle chips. Love these unique oils that they're made in, avocado oil, olive oil, coconut oil, enhances the great flavors. My favorite, the malt vinegar sea salt. You can check them out at bouldercanyon.com, Buffalo Ranch, all kinds of great flavors. And then lastly, going back to LG, they've got you covered in the family room, also in the kitchen, the InstaView fridge, tons of models, including the smudge-resistant matte black stainless steel, tinted glass panel, tap it twice, you can see what's inside, put your shopping list together. Also, Google Assistant built-in, compatible with Amazon Alexa. You can tell it to make ice, then head to the grocery store. You get the ice made when you get back. I mean, it is incredible. That's LG.com for more information. And that's it, guys.
Wow, there you go. Subtle. Yeah. Mark.
Nice. Mark.
It flowed right together, right?
Great job, brother. Great job.
Mark, we were talking about it. The young quarterbacks, what's your take in terms of the readiness to play coming out of college and how NFL teams, if you invest a first-round draft choice in a young signal caller, how they should handle them early on in the career?
Well, every guy is different. Some guys have great football acumen. Some guys process information really quickly. Some guys are ready. You know, you can never be fully ready until you get baptism by fire, until you get in there. But you understand the guys who are ready to play. They're at a certain level, and you say, hey, this guy's just ready to go. Like Sam Darnold, ready to go. I talked to some of the Jets coaches yesterday. They were just like, listen, man, the guy is absolutely blue-collar. He's earned the respect of his teammates. He's ready to roll. He's smart, intelligent, super athletic. You know, it's our job to put him in position so he can win and gain confidence. But that's the way you go about this thing. But you know each guy is different. And it really, to me, more than anything else, comes down to how fast you process information. And, you know, I've watched these young guys so far. I've been incredibly impressed with Baker Mayfield. I've been impressed with Sam Darnold, watching him. Josh Rosen, although he got hurt, and he hasn't played the last two games, but been very impressed with him as well. So, yeah, some of these young guys are going to get a chance to play. Obviously, Sam Darnold's going to start the season. But it's only a matter of time probably before Baker Mayfield's getting a chance too.
Yeah, agreed. We were just talking, Mark, earlier, Moose and I, about how the difference between like the Bills and the Browns as far as the quarterback spot, where, you know, the Bills, they don't have that. They don't have a veteran presence there in a Tyrod Taylor anymore that you know, took the Bills to the playoffs, where now he's with the Browns. So it's a great opportunity for the Browns to kind of evolve, right, to get Baker ready. And, you know, you got good trust in Tyrod.
Yeah, there is no question about that. He's a Pro Bowl quarterback. He comes there from the standpoint of being a veteran, going through it, and you know he's that veteran set of eyes. I think a lot of young kids come in the league. They think they work hard. They think they prepare. They think they study, and then they get shocked when they come into the NFL because it's a full-time job. And so, you know, it's important to have veteran eyes and guys that can help you along the way. It's why Josh McCown is in the league, frankly.
Right.
Because he's phenomenal at it. And, you know, he's going to help Sam Darnold. I think, you know, Tyrod Taylor will also ultimately help
Baker. Yeah.
Baker as well. So, you know, those things are important to me, to have those veteran eyes to really teach a guy how to think about the game at a different level. I think that's important stuff to have.
Mark, out to Oakland and Khalil Mack. Are you surprised we've reached this point with the star outside linebacker for the Oakland Raiders?
Yeah, you know, I really am, because let's face it. I mean, what other guy from his draft class doesn't have a new contract?
Yeah.
Like, they all do. Like, it is so – you get to the point from a player's perspective. You know, the PA agreed to the rookie wage scale, which I thought was a huge mistake. But come on, after 2 years – after 3 years, you know if a guy can play. You know if a guy's a star or not. And you've got a guy locked down, if he's a first-round draft choice, for 5 years. And every other guy that was drafted in his class, I mean every guy, bar none, look it up, has a new contract.
Mm.
Every one of them, you know, got to year three, year four, and they locked him up long-term. So I think that doesn't, you know, when you talk about John Gruden, he's got to come in here and he talks about changing the culture, and everybody does who becomes a new head coach. It's really hard to change the culture if the guys inside the locker room are looking at you going, what are you guys doing? He's our best player, bar none.
Right.
And
right.
You're not going to take care of him? What's going to happen when my contract
good
is
point.
Up?
Good so point. Well, absolutely.
It's just a really bad look for the Raiders right now not to be able to sit down with him and figure out something that you know that they can both agree upon.
And, you know, Mark, it's not just that, right? If we were talking about this earlier in the week, Moose and I, it's like Gruden, in essence, he took a shot, you know, by saying,
right.
You know, the defense sucked last year and Mack was on it. As a football player, dude, right or wrong, that pisses you off, right or wrong?
Absolutely. It's totally wrong. You just don't do it. And I understand the old school motivation,
right.
This, that, and the other, but this generation of players is different. And listen, that guy's respected. He's the only player that's ever been all pro at two different positions in the same season.
I know. It's crazy.
Right? I mean, yeah.
How do you block him, man? You know, you've blocked some of the best. I mean, we had Sean O'Hara on yesterday. We asked him the same thing. I want to get your take. How do you block this guy? His first step explosion, his hands, it's amazing.
Right.
What do you do against him?
The same way I blocked when I had to block LT.
Mm.
Same way when I had to block, Reggie White. Warren Sapp, Cortez Kennedy.
Those are some
John
pretty
Randall.
Good guys you played against, bro.
I held the piss out of them. Right?
Awesome.
I tried to undress
awesome.
Those guys.
Great answer.
They can't go holding on every play, right, Mark?
Absolutely. Keep your hands inside. And, you know, I always said that God created shoulder pads so I could hold you. You know that breastplate? Like, don't let me get my hands on you because, like, I'll block anybody. If you let me get my hands on you, I'm like a crab, you know. I just like I will block you. Now, I'll try to keep them inside, but I would hold them like I held everybody else.
Mark, is there a team out there you think there's always surprise teams, good and bad? Curious from your perspective, is there a team this year you think could surprise some people, whether it be in a downturn performance or maybe one that goes from non-playoff team to playoff team here in 2018?
Yeah, you know, I think there's so many interesting teams, to be sure. You know, I live in Denver, and it's just been night and day the difference between the Broncos and Case Keenum versus what they've had the last couple of years. I think they're a team 5-11 last year, coach that was almost fired. I mean, John Elway had to go sleep on it. So in that division with the Chargers and Kansas City, there's a lot of things going on. There are a lot of change going on in that division. I think that's one I would keep my eyes on. Obviously, you know, Aaron Rodgers and you know, the Green Bay Packers, what happened to them last year, they're back. Obviously, you look at Minnesota as being kind of the cream of the division. I'm really interested to see exactly how Houston responds because they get their defense back healthy. They've got unbelievable players. Deshaun Watson looked like the real deal before he tore his ACL. Offensive line issues, to be sure, but that's a team that interests me as well. I mean, so, like, you tell me if Andrew Luck's going to be Andrew Luck or if he's going to be, you know, the guy, the
diminished
guy
version.
That doesn't have any confidence. Yeah, I just, like, that's what's intriguing about the NFL. You know, they've done such an unbelievable job with parity because you can make a compelling argument, you probably for 12 teams to win it all.
You know,
where else does that happen? You know, NBA, you know, Golden State Warriors are going to win it. What do you want to talk about next?
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly right. Well, then you can get into the LeBron and Michael debate. Who's the greatest
who's
of all
the best,
time?
Right? Yeah.
Transition to that. So many expectations on Barkley with the Giants. Mark, an unbelievable player at Penn State. The Giants looked at him as the best player in April's NFL draft. Do you think Barkley lives up to expectations at the tailback spot for the Giants?
Yeah, I think he's a phenomenal player. He's a phenomenal kid. There's a few guys in my time at ESPN for 16 years and then my time with Fox for the last 2 years. There's a few kids along the draft process kind of that I've met that have blown me away. Like Khalil Mack blew me away. Luke Kuechly blew me away. He was just like – he was so together, so mature. So did Russell Wilson. Just absolutely blew me away. Like, that you walk away from that meeting going, man, that kid's going to be something. Saquon Barkley, like, I walked into the green room, Saquon Barkley's sitting there. You know, you got an agent, you got a marketing agent. Nowadays, you've got an entourage, right?
Yeah.
Man, that dude popped up, walked across the room. Mr. Schlereth, I'm Saquon Barkley. It's a really pleasure to meet you. You know, and, oh, great to meet you, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, hey, listen, I'm going on Colin Cowherd's show. These are the questions I'm constantly getting. How would you answer this? Like,
wow.
What's the best? I was just like,
wow.
Okay.
Who's this kid?
I want to draft him. I'm going to have him on my team. It was amazing.
Respectful. It's smart.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, we appreciate the time this morning. We really do.
Thanks so much, man.
Good luck at the event, and we'll do it again real soon, all right?
Sounds good, guys. Be good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.